This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to Minigame, a podcast about video game stories and why we love them. I'm Michael Ferris. I love a good adventure. There are few things better in a game than immersing yourself in a brand new world, exploring new places, talking to new people, uncovering new societies. One game series that perfectly encapsulates this feeling is the Elder Scrolls series. Since 1994, The Elder Scrolls has offered players massive worlds that were previously only possible in the minds of players of Dungeons & Dragons. What started out as a niche series only for the most diehard of RPG player, the series gained mass appeal in 2011 with The Elder Scrolls V: Skyrim. I've been recently been playing through the Switch port of Skyrim, and what struck out to me the most was just how action-packed and linear the game feels, especially during its intro. You follow a more powerful AI-controlled character through a dragon attack, while effortlessly mowing down dozens of enemies using swords, bows, and magic. This is a perfect setup for the world of Skyrim as being more of a fantasy-themed playground, instead of the dire and endangered world that the plot of the game wants to establish. This dichotomy made me think of my favorite entry in the series, The Elder Scrolls III: Morrowind, and how sometimes less can be more, and having a rich world can be so much more than just having rich aesthetics. In stark contrast to the high-octane opening of Skyrim, Morrowind opens with all of the excitement of a trip to the DMV. You awaken on a boat, not knowing who you are or why you're there. You spend the next hour filling out your character sheet, selecting abilities, reading books, given only a vague idea of where to go next, and someone gives you a quest to kill rats in a woman's home. It is the biggest cliche in the role-playing genre. But it's the small details that makes this world feel so much bigger and more of an adventure than Skyrim. Dialogue in role-playing games is really difficult to pull off effectively. You have either the BioWare school of dialogue that is more just selecting options based on the kind of emotion you want to convey, or you have the modern Bethesda school of dialogue in which you have a defined list of options you can select. Morrowind does something unique. Instead of just selecting what you want to say, you choose a topic of discussion and hear what they have to say about them. Ask some rando on the streets about some magical or political intrigue, and you'll likely just get blown off or referred to someone who would know better. Because of this, you have to pay attention to whom you are talking to in order to get the information that you need. Unlike in Skyrim, where you can only have conversations with characters that the game has predetermined are worth having conversations with, and what you can say to them has also been predetermined. This does lead to a simpler and more accessible experience, and every line of dialogue in Skyrim does have a voice attached to it instead of Morrowind, where everything you have to read, but it also makes every conversation feel a little bit less important. Everyone I've watched play Skyrim just buzzes through the dialogue at the speed of light so that the quest log can be updated and the map can be updated with your new waypoint marker telling you where to go. Do this in Morrowind and the game is barely playable. You need to actively pay attention to what you are being told. Even the act of asking a character to repeat themselves can lead to them being annoyed with you so much that they just stop answering your questions. Navigation overall in Morrowind is stronger, despite having a comparatively small and ugly environment. Morrowind came out in a time long before the ubiquitous on-screen objective marker told players where exactly they needed to go and what to do when you got there. Because of this, just like having to pay attention to the dialogue, you need to pay attention to the environment. Early in my quest in Morrowind, I was tasked with doing a pretty simple dungeon raid. Find some bad guys and take them down. Easy peasy. In Skyrim, this would just pop up the location of the dungeon on your map. You would likely just fast travel to the closest location you can, kill the bad guys, and fast travel directly back to the quest giver. Simple, easy, and quick. In Morrowind, nothing is on the map. The quest giver told me to head south. After a while, I would find a river. Go upstream until you reach a bridge connecting two cities. Head in another direction perpendicular to the bridge, and after a while, I would find a small camp, and close to that would be my quarry. The Skyrim version of this quest would take about 5 to 10 minutes, and gain me a little XP and gold. In Morrowind, this quest took me about 40 minutes. Now, this time difference was not just a complete waste of time. I actually learned a lot on this quest. I learned the name and location of a prominent river, the location of two cities, a way to reach both of those cities, met some useful characters, and the location of a camp, if I ever needed to rest and I was in the area. Almost every bit of this information came in handy later on in the game. When all is said and done, the world of Skyrim was made for players of a video game. Convenient, easy, and a ton of fun. You are the most important person in the world of Skyrim. Without you, the world would cease to exist. The world of Morrowind exists regardless of the player's actions. It existed long before you arrived, and continues long after your character dies. It can be difficult and frustrating, but if you give it a chance and take a dive into the deep end of the world of Morrowind, I think you'll have a very rewarding existence in an amazing world. Thank you very much for listening.
Executive producer of the Lore Party Podcast Network is Abu Zafar. Minigame is written and produced by Michael Ferris. Original music for Minigame is produced by Lawrence Kelly. Follow Lore Party on Twitter and Instagram at lore_party. And check out our website at loreparty.com. Subscribe to Minigame in your favorite podcasting app and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps me grow the show. Thank you very much for listening.